Thomas A. McKeon, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-E-N, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Address is 14163 Racine, R-A-C-I-N-E, Circle, Bengalia, California, 95954. Phone 405-795-0564. ID is XXX XXX3691. Date of birth 7/25/1981. 44-year-old. Married. Woman, cybersecurity technician. Insurance is Anthem, Blue Cross, / TRICARE. Pharmacy is PillPack, P-I-L-L-P-A-C-K, in parenthesis Amazon, A-M-A-Z-O-N, in parenthesis. The clinical indication is intractable migraine. Current medications for migraine, none. Previous medications, Botox, Emgality, it's addressed to Char Bush, spelled C-H-A-R, last name Bush, B-U-S-C-H, N-P, 6470 Pence Road, Suite B and C, Paradise, California, 95969-3674. Phone is 5308-726650. Fax 5308-777-260. New paragraph, current complaints. Recurrent migranocephalgia, 3 or more times per week. Dear Char Bush, thank you for referring Kristen Johnson for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, Kristen, spelled K-R-I-S-T-E-N, presents with a essentially unremarkable medical history except for a remote history of COVID virus on up to 3 occasions. And a remote history of being physically heavy with the development of diagnosis of sleep apnea, for which he was placed on CPAP therapy several years ago, and has remained non-compliant due to mechanical equipment issues causing further dysomnia. New paragraph. Current medications include levothyroxine 25 micrograms, JENCYCLA tablets 0.35 milligrams / 0.35 milligrams, acetaminophen phenobarbital tablets 325/325 milligrams, ibuprofen 600 milligrams, doxycycline capsules 100 milligrams, metronidazole cream. New paragraph. Kristen reports that she was successfully treated with Botox therapy several years ago on a progressive basis, with substantial benefit and improvement in the recurrence of her migraine attacks, now up to 3 times per week. New paragraph. Unfortunately, over a period of time, the Botox head and facial injections became exquisitely painful and intolerable, and she discontinued the medication altogether, and since that time has been having continuous migraine attacks. New paragraph. By her report, she takes no vitamins. New paragraph. She also gave a history of taking Benefiber gummies. New paragraph. Her past medical history was also positive for a diagnosis of diverticulitis, for which she may need, at this time, further GI follow-up, reporting some clinical symptoms. New paragraph. She denied a history of allergies. New paragraph, systematic review of systems in general. She has a history of, quote, fainting, unquote, and headaches. Endocrine, no symptoms reported. ENT, history of headaches, no other symptoms reported. Gastrointestinal, no other symptoms reported. Endocrine, no symptoms reported. Cardiovascular, she has a history of heart murmur. Genitourinary, no symptoms reported. Hematological, she gave a history of slow healing after cuts, but no other symptoms. Locomotor musculoskeletal, no symptoms reported. Mental health, she reported. She has seen a counselor in the past, no other symptoms reported. Neck, no symptoms reported. Neuropsychiatric, no history of psychiatric referral or care. History of convulsions or paralysis, she reports. She used to faint. New paragraph, personal safety. She does not live alone. She denied a history of frequent falls. She denied a history of visual or hearing loss. She has not completed an advanced directive. She did not request additional information to do so. She did not indicate exposure to verbally threatening behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph, respiratory, no symptoms reported. Sexual function, she reports she has remained sexually active with a satisfactory sexual life. She is not trying for pregnancy. She uses an IUD contraceptive. She did not indicate a history of painful intercourse. New paragraph, she reported no transmissible sexual diseases. New paragraph, dermatological, no symptoms reported. Female gynecological, no additional symptoms reported. subparagraph, she did not report that her cephalgia was related to menstrual activity. New paragraph. Personal and family health history. She was born on July 25th, 1981. She's 44 years old. Her mother is age 66 in good health. Father is not reported. Her husband, age 37, is in good health. No children were reported. Family health history. She reported a family health history of cancer in her grandparents and aunt. Heart disease in a grandfather. She denied a family history of arthritis, gout, asthma, bleeding tendency, chemical dependency, convulsions, hypertension, mental illness, tuberculosis, or serious disease. New paragraph. Education. She completed high school in 2000. New paragraph. Social history and health habits. She is married. She reports that she takes alcohol beverages moderately, but did not describe how much she drinks. She does not smoke tobacco. She does not use recreational substances. She lives with her husband. There are no dependents at home. Occupational concerns. She reports work-related stress. She utilizes a desk and a keyboard. She denied exposures to fumes, dust, and solvents. She denied she works full-time and has not lost time from work due to health problems. She describes her employment as a capital C-Y-B-E-R, capital S-E-C, manager. New paragraph. Serious illnesses and injuries. She gives a previous history of fractures, head concussion, but no loss of consciousness. And a history of serious illness. She reports hospitalized for 3 days for diverticulitis in March of 2023. She suffered a miscarriage in January of 2025 and was released immediately from the hospital. She denies any other hospitalizations for prolonged medical care. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review of systems. General, she did not report any other generalized symptoms. Head, she denied neuralgia. She reported intermittent headaches across the forehead and neck head area. She did give a history of blackouts years ago. Due to low blood pressure or not eating. Her symptoms would last for minutes. Were not associated with tongue biting, loss of bladder control, shaking, or rigidity. She denied a similar family history. New paragraph, neck. She denied symptoms, upper back and arm. She denied symptoms, middle back. She denied symptoms. Low back, she denied symptoms. Shoulders, she denied symptoms. Elbows, she denied symptoms. Wrists, she denied symptoms. Hands, feet, and toes, she denied symptoms. New paragraph. She gave a remote history of obstructive sleep apnea syndrome, for which she was prescribed CPAP therapy equipment, but discontinued the use of the equipment when replacement parts did not work correctly and she could not sleep with the mask that was provided. New paragraph, she gave a history of a previous trial of Emgality injections for migraine prophylaxis, which provided some but incomplete benefit as compared to the Botox therapy. New paragraph, today she expressed her desire to consider the medication, and it's spelled capital VYEPTI, parenthesis, EPTINEZUMAB-JJMR, a prophylactic IV infusion blocking the calcitonin gene-related peptide, parenthesis capital CGRP, and parenthesis protein. Subparagraph, this medication is commonly associated with stuffy nose, scratchy throat, and infrequent serious allergic reactions. It is a monoclonal antibody targeting specific proteins. It works by inhibiting calcitonin gene-related peptide. It is a prophylactic medication preventing migraine from recurring. It is given by IV infusion. Doses are administered on a quarterly basis. New paragraph. Medical records kindly provided by Char Bush were reviewed in their entirety and were highly appreciated. Subparagraph, she's up to date on her wellness examinations and her immunizations. She gave an additional history of fatigue beginning around 2 to 3 p.m. every day. This is associated with body aches, suggesting the possibility of fibromyalgia disorder. New paragraph. Her vital signs, pulse 80, temperature 98.3. Weight 209 pounds, clothed, blood pressure 120 over 77, right arm, body mass index 37, parenthesis increased, height 5 feet 3 inches, O2 saturation in room air 95%. New paragraph, her general physical examination appears to be within normal limits, as is her psychiatric assessment. New paragraph, reported current medications, Aleve 220 milligram tablets, Q12 hours PRN, clindamycin 300 milligram capsules, one twice a day PRN, doxycycline 100 milligram capsules. For rosacea flares, hydrocodone 5 milligrams/APAP 325 milligrams, Q6 hours PRN, levothyroxine 25 microgram tablets, 1 a.m. before breakfast, metronidazole 0.75% topical cream, rifampin 300 milligram capsules, one by mouth twice a day, Tylenol 500 milligrams, two tablets Q6 PRN. New paragraph. Today, cranial nerves 2 through 12 appear to be normal. There's no unusual facial asymmetry or facial movements. No complaints of dizziness or vertigo. Tongue is midline, no unusual deviation. Speech is preserved. Motor examination, upper and lower extremities, is also preserved without tremor or inducible rigidity. Sensory examination is reported to be normal. Ambulatory examination remains fluid. New paragraph, diagnostic impression number one, history of intractable migraine. Dash, request for adjustment of treatment regimen. Number two, remote history of dysomnia / insomnia with findings of obstructive sleep apnea syndrome. Dash, non-compliant on recommended treatment. Number three, history of COVID virus disease, three occasions, with no additional post-COVID symptoms necessarily reported. Number four, request for adjustment of treatment regimen with the addition of an infusion medication given four times per year for migraine prophylaxis. New paragraph, current recommendations. After our evaluation and extended discussion today, I have suggested that we initiate treatment with oral